BAMF Mayor Karen Sorensen, once again joining me on the program. How are you doing this morning?
I am very well. How are you?
Good. Great to have you back on. Let's talk a little bit about BAMF Council on Monday, where you approved a one-year trial of new winter parking regulations on some streets in downtown BAMF. Can you speak to this a little bit?
To facilitate snow clearing and the removal of snow, we approved a one-year trial, as we like to do, trials, of winter parking regulations in downtown Banff. What it means is that parking will be prohibited between 2 a.m. and 7 a.m. in the downtown core, and it's important for people to realize that doesn't apply to the parkades or to the surface parking lots. Basically, what council's trying to do is enhance our snow removal system. We think we do a great job based on where we live and how sometimes the temperatures change and the amount of snow we get, but if we can improve the system, we're going to try. What we're allowing the crews to do is to work unimpeded by parked vehicles. We want to increase public safety. We certainly want to reduce the ice buildup along the curbs, improve the drainage, which is also an issue for us, and really improve access to the streets and businesses when they most require it. A majority of our businesses open after 7 a.m., and residents who do need to park in the wee hours of the morning, they can still use the lots. The trial's going to start as soon as possible and run until May 1st. Other important point, tickets will not be issued for infractions. We're trying to educate the public. We just want to give this a go, so we're asking for cooperation. However, people who do happen to be parked there, we will probably create some kind of warning or education system.
When you say downtown Banff, you don't mean like the residential streets. You're talking about the commercial areas, right?
Exactly. Lynx, Banff Avenue, Bear, Caribou, Wolf in the downtown part. You can see the whole map this week in Rocky Mountain Outlook.
The summer season's now done, and you had an opportunity to take a look back and find out how busy Banff really was.
It's just so great for council to have this true statistical information and vehicle counts. Traffic counters at both entrances has shown a 9% increase this year to date, up to September 30th, starting in January. Number of days where traffic surpassed what we call our congestion threshold of 24,000 vehicles, and that increased by 14 days. It tripled from 2014. 4.73 million vehicles were incoming and outgoing into Banff from January 1st to September 30th, and that was basically 1.5 million in July and August alone. 61 out of 62 days in July and August were over 20,000 vehicles. And just as a comparison, in 2012, we only had 10 days over 20,000 vehicles coming in and out of town.
A couple numbers that stood out to me. First of all, parking occupancy and average vehicles per day parked, there was a decrease there, as well as an increase in Rome Transit riding.
Parking occupancy, we collected data only 1 week this year, but it was the first week of August, which was a very busy week. We know that our traffic counts increased in that week, but our average vehicles parked per day decreased by 10%. And our parking shortfall decreased from 80 stalls to 1. And we do know that the parking in our parkades and along Bow Avenue, where we've increased parking, was used. So again, we can take from that locals are walking and biking and using Rome, and that has been the entire reason for the campaigns that we've been doing and the changes we've been trying to make. We're delighted also with the use of transit. The traffic did increase on Mountain Avenue. The traffic didn't increase as much as the number of people going to the attractions. Between the Brewster Shuttle and the Rome ridership to the Hot Springs of the Gondola for July and August, the ridership was 89,523, increased by 29%. Ridership on all routes increased by 18% in July and August. One other interesting piece was the campground doubled their riders this year to 8,800. We did offer complimentary transit from the campgrounds into town. People paid to go back up the hill. But again, that's a lot of RVs off the road.
Fantastic. Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for the update today.
Thanks, Rob.